וידבר השם אל מוישה במדבר סיני באוהל מועד. מפורשים שטל, וידבר השם אל מוישה במדבר סיני. Why the pasuk has to mention that it was in the midbar, that he spoke to them in the desert? The Balaturim says Le'el min Eksiv in the end of Chumash Parshas Matas Masay and Bechukosai, Eile Amitzvus V'sol Michlei B'Midbar Sinai Lo Yimar Lecho. אם אין אודו מיישים עצמי כמדבור, אינו יוכל לידע תוירו ומצווס. A person doesn't put himself like a midbar. A person doesn't put himself like a midbar. He can't get תוירו ומצווס. And before she say it's more from that. It's like the midbar, when you stand in a desert, there's nothing what you could do. It's big, it's useless, it's endless. This is the way we are clapping the Torah. And if we put ourselves like a meatball, we have a chance to be Zeichen. So who is Roish Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Mishpacho Yisom? ואלה שמו ישראל אנושים אשר יעמדו איתכם, לראובן אליצור בן שדיור, לשמעון שלומיאל בן צור ישדוי, ליהודה נחשם בן אמינודו, ליסוחור נסנאל בן צור, לזבולון אליר בן חילו. לבני יוסף לאפרים, לשמעון בן עמיהוד, ונשה גמליאל בן צור. The Pasuk writes down Yisochor before Zvulun. Also in the Dgolim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Hei, Yisochor is before Zvulun. So in two of these places, Yisochor gets mentioned before Zvulun. By us, and in the Dgolim. Le'umas them and Chumash Bereishis. When Yankov gives the brachas, Zvulun is before Yisachar. And the end of the Torah Hakdoish and Chumash Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu brings Zvulun before Yisachar. And Rashi dear says, Zvulun veYisachar osu shutfas. Zvulun lechoyfiyam im Yishkoin. The Yoytze Leprakte Maktia Besfinais with boats, who Mistakir and brings money, and he feeds Yisochor. And Yisochor is sitting and learning. Lefichor Higdim Zvulun Le Yisochor. Shetirosu Yishel Yisochor Al Yedei Zvulun. So Rashi says, why Moshe Rabbeinu mentions Zvulun before Yisochor? Because the way Yisochor could learn is with the Torah of the money of Zvulun. Same thing Yankov Avinu gives a bracha to Zvulun before Yisachar. And by us, the Torah says Yisachar before Zvulun. The Dgolim. So I saw one to answer. Who is more chashuv, the one that supports the Torah or the one that learns the Torah? For sure the one that learns. Can't be that the one that supports Torah is more chashuv than the Torah alei. Doesn't make sense. So who is the order before? Yisachar and then Zvulun. By us, by the Dgolim. When it's megia to bracha, to bench them and bless them, to atzlocha, you have to give a bracha first to Zvulun and then to Yisachar. Because b'schus, the money of Zvulun, Yisachar could learn. Chasam Sefer says in our parsha the same thing. Livnei Yosef le'Ephraim le'Shoma ben Amiud. Limnashe gam li'Elu imdotsu. Who is older? We know Menashe is a b'chor. We might be Mephraim before Menashe. And Chalukah Sa'oretz says Menashe before Ephraim. The answer is, Menashe was the one that was, he was like the Zvulun. Chazal say he was running the food by Yosef. Vayomer Yosef la'asher al beisoi, Chazal say it's Menashe. Aber legabe de chashiv is the one that is sitting and learning is before. I want to tell you something. Some of you are young yet. Hopefully you will understand it. Hopefully it will follow you for life. Zvulun supports Yisachar. The one that is more chashuv is Yisachar. Only way Zvulun gets a schar for supporting Yisachar that he believes that Yisachar is before him. But if he doesn't believe that Yisachar is before him, he doesn't get that schar. The famous Maiseh, the Bingda, one of the Gdolim, I think the Maiseh is of Rebbe Elchanan, and he came to collect money by someone. Not Rebbe Elchanan, someone. It was a big gvir, no one managed to collect money by him. The Altamin of Valdok, the Elder Zayde, came to collect money by him, and he gave him a lot of money. And everyone asked, this guy never gave no one money, why he gave you so much money? So the Alter explained, everyone comes into his house, he has this beautiful carpets, gold chairs, everyone comes, Puchimuchi walks on his things. The guy says, look, money is chashev ezach. So I'm more chashev than them. The Alter and the Valder came with his mud and the carpets, you know, sat down with the rain, everything. He owes, money is nothing, terror is everything. So to him I have to pay. It's a terrible Yitzhahore that goes into the people that give tzedakah, and don't blame them. They give tzedakah, you know how much support Torah, how much Olam Haba you can get? Endless. Lahan chil oya vayesh. What the Yitzhahore does? He can't stop these people, they're giving so much money to tzedakah. He makes them to feel that they're shtikl mur choshev from the Talmud Chacham. And he kills their schar. I tell Alamol, guys that learn in yeshiva, if a choshev person, I think a real choshev person, I'm not speaking on fakers, yeah? If a choshev person comes to your house, don't bring him to your office, you sit on your choshev chair and he sits on that little baby chair. You sit on the baby chair and he sits on the office chair. Who's the more important in this room? You're the one that's writing the checkbook. Maybe put the checkbook on the chair. And you sit on the table. The Yitzhahore doesn't let you to do it. He wants you to lose the schar. The schar of Zvulun is that he suffers before Zvulun. It's a very hard nisayon for Taim Chataya. Make a tap table only the Tamil Chachamim. Make a table for Taim Chataya. Not that they're sitting on the same level of Rav Shema. Why? They deserve everything. We're not taking away from them nothing. We appreciate everything what they do. But this is the Yetzer Hara. What if your Maile is supporting 1,000 Ingelite? So every Ingelite is more choshev than you. That's what you have to believe in. Here is the guy, the Talmud Chacham. That I have a source to support him. And that is the fight of the Yetzer Hara. He knows if he manages to break that, he managed. Chafetz Chaim would say, I heard this, the guy that once, when I went with the Balabas, Etz Chaim mi lamachazikim bo. Not Etz Chaim lamachzikim oiso. Lamachzikim oiso, no Etz Chaim. Lamachzikim bo. They feel that they have a schus that they're holding on to the Torah. How? By giving the money. But machzikim bo. Not Etz Chaim mi lamachzikim oiso. Machzikim oiso is no Etz Chaim. I support the Torah. למחזיקים בו מילא אדרב and our parshas is Sochor as before Zvul but it came to give the brochas and then Moshe starts to count Vayub ni Reuven The last one is Naphtali. So I saw a beautiful vault that starts Livnei Shimon, Livnei God, Livnei Yehuda, Livnei Yisachol, Livnei Zvulun, Livnei Yosef, Livnei Menashe, Livnei Vinyamin, Livnei Don, Livnei Osher, Bnei Naphtali. Shaila is So the Balaturim freak the kasha. Bekulam oimer li bnei. Levar min Naphtali shu oimer bnei. Lefi shebeshevet Naphtali yubiyu bonos yoiso mi bonim. Ulefi chach romaz bebirgas Naphtali isho ayolo shlucho hanoisen. Roshu teivas ayolo shlucho hanoisen isho. So Balaturim learns that Naphtali had more women, Ayolo Shlucho, Anoisem, Rovas, Isho, Azez of the Balaturim, and he has more on Derech HaBalaturim. I heard once another vote. It says that they made Goyrolois. How to divide Eretz Yisrael, how to divide everything. And they put who will be in charge. And every shevet. And Naphtali was the last one that was inside the Goyrol. So, in default, he was the last one. So everyone, they took out a name. And it came out how much has to be to that name. Masha'enge ben Naphtali, he was the one that was left in the Gerolos later. So the Mele, he didn't have a Lamed. The Pasuk is Mamshich. V'esmata le'alevim im ha'tavoysum lo yispokodu. ודבר השם המוישה לימויך אך אסמאת לוי לא יסיפקוי וסרוי שם לא יסיסו בתייך בני ישראל ואתו הפתי לסלווים על המשכון העדוס and then we start to count them מבין שלוש so the interesting thing is ודבר השם המוישה לימויך סוי סרוי שכן עדס בני ישראל לביסה בישראל מבין 20 שנה ומעלו ואלה שמו ישראל אנשים אשר יעבדו איתכם לראווה הנה ליצור בן שור לשימוי למעשה לוי doesn't get a name So there's no one to count Levi. So Levi is not counted. I'm just reading with you in English what is how to read the first part of the parsha. Count them, and these are the people to count. Liruvim, Leshimon, they start to count. Well, Levi was Leis Pakodo. There's no one in charge. You got already Pasuk Memzai. Pasuk Memches, Vaydaba Hashem El Moshe. The Levi will not count. For sure not counting them. Was kilu tzivui. Not only that, in default they're not counted because I said count everyone. Leruvei, leshimon, Levi. Levi was missed out. Vayomer Hashem, Levi, we don't count. Could be Moshe would think that they have to count themselves, but it's a tzivui. So why? So Rashi brings down two reasons. Kedayu li yin shel melech li yisnim no levadoi. while they're the ones that are closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, they have to be counted on their own. Davar acher, Tzofa HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'asid olamo et gzeira al kol ha'nimnim ben esrim shana v'malo she'yomusu b'midbar. Omar al iyu eilu bichlal. לפי שם שלי. There's a gzeira on everyone that was counted to die. Shevet Levi didn't do the aveiros, so Hashem doesn't want them to be counted. The question is that if they will be counted, but they didn't do the aveira. Yeah, pshat. Never bothered you. I read again the Rashi. Rashi Hakodesh. It's from the Tanchume. It's from the Tanchume. Medesh Rabbe. Kedayu ligin shel melech liyosnim nelevad. Dover acher. Sofa Hakodesh Baruch Hu she'asid olam od gzeira al kol amim vim enezim shono v'malo. Shiyomusu b'midbar. Oba! Ali yu eile bichlal. Lefi shem sheli. Shelo yitohu b'eil. So the Sifse Chachomim brings down the Milchas Yudah. It's not the Milchas Yudah from Michal Yudah Lefkovich. It's earlier Milchas Yudah. Sifse Chachomim was before the Michal Yudah. But he brings down Milchas Yudah. Milchas Yudah says a pilpul. Can I know the pilpul? He says like this. Basically, as another kash. Lefi shel echotu be'egel, shel echotu be'meraglim. Ari b'gzeret to die was the meraglim. Zog dem Michas Yudah, the Levim will choyte in the Meraglim. It's a big chiddush, because the Pashas, they were not choyte, they even didn't send, there was only 12 Meraglim, so they did not send Meraglim. He's all busy to say that he did. Yeah? Well, believe it, if not, it's Lashon HaRa Levim, yeah? But, well, the Michas Yudah learns that they only were not choyte in the Egel. Well, he says, Be'etzem, they had to die because they were choyte in the Meraglim. But the Bible said they were not choyte in the Egel. So Hashem said the ones that were counted will die, and b'meila they skipped out. But if they will be counted, they will die because there was enough reason to die for the chet and the raglim. Ubazem Yushev kushi es ha'oilu. Ve'afim ha'yanim li ben esrim keivan shel echot ulo b'chal ha'gzeire. Ke ein ha'roid mei mizeh la'achet, el avad ha'shechot ulo m'raglim. Shumochi lo limnu. Minchas Yehuda. A people from the Minchas Yehuda. The world says andere zach. Even if you're not choyte, if you're a part of it, you get punished. If you're a deer that you do bad stuff, even if you don't do a bad stuff, you're a bad bacher. If you have friends that do bad stuff and you're a part of that group, you're a bad guy. As they gave us, Klal Yisrael were counted together. One does aveira, one doesn't do aveira. We, for example, are litvikas, and we're not kanoim. It's kanoim in Eretz Yisrael. The kanoim, the marshal, don't vote. We vote. Our hashkofa is we vote. We feel that we could have our say, etc., etc. I'm not going now to the shittas. Some don't vote, because we're going to Israeli voting now in the moment. Yeah? America this time is much more difficult. But Mikol Makoim, we vote. But the Kanoim, why they don't vote? They say if you vote, you're part of this country. And if in this country they hold you allowed to Michal Shabbos, you get like punished like Michal Shabbos. If they're Mechal Shabbos, it's considered you're Mechal Shabbos. This is the way it's work. You're a part of it. If they're Matir things and cities that are not from people, maybe they can't, but you're a part of it. Don't be elected. This is the reason, you know, in the world, you know, they want everyone to vote, even the ones that are against the government. Right? If only the ones that are in the government vote, the voting is gone. You want these guys to vote and to lose, and then it's called winning. Why? This is the way the democracy works. Everyone votes, some win, some lose, but everyone voted. If the number of voting is very low and only the people that want this president voted, it's nothing. Because the people that lose, the alumna says, it doesn't make a difference if they lost or not. They're a part of the system. Now, this is the way it's vote. You vote for him, but if he wins, you voted it. This is the way it works. This is the ankus in democracy. I'm saying the same thing is, if you count on a part of Klal Yisrael, and Be'etzem, Dehainu, Shteit in Rashi, that the Levim would die, even that they didn't deserve to die, because they were Nimna in Klal Yisrael. The only way to save them was not to count them from the beginning. But if you count them from the beginning, they will not be saved. So Achsidah Shavot, stop, it says, V'ato Afkez Alavim Ala Mishkon, V'isayah Mishkon Yoridu Oysa Alavim, V'chanoysa Mishkon Yakimu Oysa Alavim, V'azar HaKorev Yumas. San Chassidus Sforim state, Bin Soya Mishkoin, when a person is fatumold, Yoridu Oisai, he has a Yorido. Ubechanoisa Mishkoin, Yokimu Oisai. When he's relaxed, he has a Aliyah. So we talk about a lot of times. Persons to know in life, a lot of times things are difficult. A lot of times things are better. When a person is in a difficult matzah, he doesn't daven like he has to daven. Everything, I used to mention, he can't contrast it. It's not going. Yoridu Oisai. He has a Yorida. Ubechanois. If he relaxes, doesn't happen. I'll be right. Then, Yakim Oisai Alevi. Then the Parsha starts the story of Dgoli. We have the Dgolim. Chazal bring down what is this whole musig of Dgolim? Ve'al tzvoi, ve'al tzvoi, ve'al tzvoi. The Medrash Rabba says, Kshomar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu le Moshe, Emor lehem le Yisrael Dgolim. Yitchil Moshe Metzayer, Omar, Achshov Yatchilu Kino V'machleikas. Ani Oymer L'Ruven Kedmo, Oymer Li Ani Roitze Lachnois Doroim. Ani Oymer L'Shimon Doroim, Oymer Li Ani Roitze Lachnois V'mokim Shechoyne, Shevet Levi, Shevet Yisocho. Omar L'Hakadosh Baruch Hu Al Tiro, Al Tzivoisom, Arei Ani Oymer Lohem, שהם חוינים כדרך שנוסו את המיתו של יעקב. Everyone has already his place. שתי מגיבלתי כזך. מוישה רבינו says, כלל ישראל are managing the whole time. But when I have to start to make groups, we'll start a kino. Shem said, they already have a Messiah, will not be a kino. The son of Musa Vadas of Avom Yafin, son of the Altman of Vardok, brings down Yivaldi Kazakh. The Golim Be'etzem was the best thing for Klal Yisrael. The Kabbalah, Alpinista, Alpipshat, any person has what he could do. If Klal Yisrael will be jealous, you can't do that. But the truth is, everyone could fix in what he could do the best. Anyone could fix. There's not one person that can fix. I saw Mama Shlomo bought me a sefer 10 minutes ago. I saw the sheer sefer. I didn't manage this. I saw the first 5-6 pages. It brings down that a person was a guy that, you know, that catches animals. Tzayot.
Hunter.
McCall McCoy, He came once to a place with a lot of chickens. Hundreds, thousands, you know. Alul, thousands. And he sees inside a nesher, a big nesher. No, it was a nesher. Possibly. Nesher, you don't have that. It's a possibly. Ask a name, Kal Kanesha. The guy doesn't know what is Kal Kanesha also. So he's not Kal Kanesha. You know? You can't tell someone what is Kal Kanesha. Gibor Kanios, I hope everyone knows what it is. Yeah. We call him a Kohen. He sees this eagle inside there. He asks the guy, the farmer, what this huge eagle does here with all the chickens. He says, I'll tell you, years ago, I found a little black chicken. I thought it was one of the chickens. So I put him inside, and immediately he became this big thing, but he doesn't know how to fly. It's nothing, he's with the chickens together. So the sire, the wonder, yeah? The sire, he has to help him. He went to the top of this huge mountain, and he threw the eagle. He was about to die. So he started, and he flew a little bit. He did 2-3 dives. A lot of times a person doesn't realize his koichas. He's with the chickens together. The chickens. The chickens learn a couple hours a day, he learns a couple hours a day. I met yesterday night, had a bar mitzvah, I had to go. It's one of the choshevet. And I had to be there, Choshevayit, as his brother-in-law was there. His brother-in-law, Chief Rabbi Eretz Yisrael. I know him for years already, we were friends, we were kids, a little bit older than me. And you know, I had things that I had to learn. But you know, it was always Choshevayit people, and they put me to, I'll come with my Sfarim. I was speaking, learning, thinking, learning, not learn. I'm not going now on the top table to come with. It's like the Mizrach was there. And the chief rabbi is sitting near me. He's a very friendly person, very friendly, very down to earth person. You see, he has a Mishnah Bura. It's a Diyush Mishnah Bura, actually. And he's sitting and learning Basmata. And when the speeches start, he puts it under the table, and the whole time he's reading. Very polite, very nice, he spoke to me. The whole time he's not stopping to learn. And it was very inappropriate. It was very inappropriate. I didn't take a sefer, and I'm not the chief rabbi. Yeah? He's the brother-in-law. And I told to myself, well, he's the chief rabbi, and he has to answer every shayla that he's asked. So he needs to know every mishabur. He doesn't have time. He has to answer on everything. He has to know. He doesn't have time. There's a lot of events. And he needs to know everything. So he's not stopping. So I said to myself, if you have to, you have time. If you have to, you do it. There's enough time. He has to. Forget about it. He's the king of polite, this person. The nicest person. No shtick, nothing. But there was older people from him, the Dayonim are older than him from him. But he has to. He couldn't stop. He started to dance. He knows a couple lines. Then he went to dance with everyone. Shaila, how much you have to? How much you have to know Shas Poiskim Babi Shabbos Sivusifo? How much you have to? The Dgolim Be'etzem, Klal Yisrael could have lost the Dgolim because they don't want to be jealous. They want to fight. But Be'etzem, the Dgolim is to tell every person you have a position. Every person has a koiches. And where you have your koiches, you could make it. You just have to try to make it. Have to try to make it, but you could make it. Then they count the Levim. Then you say one question, one famous question. The Levim, I want to go to the end of the parsha, couple of Choshev and Zachar that we have to see together. הם אשר מוישה קודם כל בכל זוכר לבני ישראל מחודש ומעלה וסוע את מספר שמו ישראל וכאן דה לווים כל פקוד הלווים בן חודש ומעלה 22,000 so little לווים why the לווים are so small why is so little לווים So Chazal brings two reasons. The Ramban brings down one reason. It says, "Kasher yanu oisoi kenifre vechenifreitz, vekevon shalavim lo yohu bashibut." Kevon shelo yohu bashibud, as is on the Ramban. See the Ramban inside, if you can find him here now. Kishir shel Levi, lo yohu bashibud melechus Mitzrayim. Vini Yisrael ha-shemu Mitzrayim, Mitzchayim, ma'avoy lekosho, ho yakudosh boruch hu ma'ar ba'oysom, kasher yanu oysom, yikim yirbo bechem yivretz. כאשר נאמר עוד בגזי רסים בין היורים והמיסים היסו והעיר ובאוים ויעצמו מעיד קדוש ברוך הוא אמר נירה דיברים מיוקו ממנו אבל שבט לאיבי היו פורים ורובים כדרך כל האורץ ולא יולו למעלה כשאר השבותים ואולי זה היו מכעס הזוקן כשימן שהוא אח שמרו בגורי נזמר maybe another פשט the first פשט he says שבט לאיבי was not כאשר יענו היסו כניבה וכניפו The Sefer brings on another pshat that says, "Eidus leYosef b'tzeisim yimitzrayim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest in Mitzrayim that was shisho b'keres echo." Right? Why Hashem made six in one time? You know, someone had six kids. I know someone had five, six. I never saw. Six. You know, someone had six kids. Every lady had six kids. Why does the catch up quickly? Shed the medrash, because people would say, "Im sholto begufam, reshalto b'mamaynam." I'm sorry, "Im sholto b'mamaynam, begufam, reshalto b'neshaseim." The mitzvah could have done what they wanted. They stopped, but they took the woman as well. So how we know Klal Yisrael is miyuchas? Shem made a nest. Shisha b'keres echad doesn't come from a mitzvah. Shevet Levi, they were not meshubah, so there was no reason for the nest. Well, you say, okay, but they have to lose out. No, but if the Shevet Levi will also happen, so then people will say it's not a nest. This is the nature of Jewish women that they give six. So maybe even if they live in the mitzvah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu made it. Either way, Shevet Levi is a small number. Ad kan Rabbi Seinu Arishayim. Frek the Welt, number-wise, it doesn't work if you know math. How much... Koyanim, Bchoyrim were in Klal Yisrael. It says in the Parsha. Count the Bchoyrim of Klal Yisrael. The Bchoyrim of Klal Yisrael, 22,273. Bchoyrim of Klal Yisrael, 22,273. Now we have to switch the Bchoyrim connected the Levim. How much Levim we have? 22,000. So every Bchoyr switched his Kedusha to a Koyer. Was left 270 Israelim, they had to give money. So how much Levim we have? 22. How much Bchoyrim we had in the Levim? Bodam. Rashi says was 300 levim and poyrim levim. Rashi makes the chesh. So now I want to ask you if you know math. If we have 22,000, we have 600,000 people. From the 600,000 people that we have 22,273 poyrim. How much do you have in every family? Make the chesh. 600,000 to divide to 22,273. How much goes to every family?
30?
Not bad. In between 25 to 30.
27.
This is with the phone. So, in between 25 to 30 to a family. Ask him or not. So every Jewish family, how many people you have? Take the Levim, there are 22,000 people, 300 prayers. How much have a family? It has been 59 to 61, right? How much? 22,000 to divide to 300.
70.
What? 73 a family. So who had bigger families, the Levim or the Israeli? So how you could say that they were not? Every family had 70 people. So it doesn't work. You want to tell me Klal Yisrael of power of a Rabbi, the Levim were very small. Every family was 70 people. What? Also, but it's Israeli, but Israel also. I think statistic we say 50-50, yeah? Statistic is the same thing. Naftali, only on Gil. Statistic is the same numbers. This is one big problem. Ramban is mindy that Shevet Levi was not poor of a Rabbi, they didn't have Shisha Bekerazero, small families. Regular, natural. Klal Yisrael was wild. Ending up with a 30 family. And the Levim ending up with a 73 family. Something just doesn't work out here. We'll let you figure this out in Shabbos. I want to go to the end of the parsha. The end of the parsha is an interesting zach, but a lot of you never really shtel them. When they take off the Mishkan, they cover it with a double cover. All of the Kelim are covered. I'll read the Psukim. We're starting from Shvi. וירידו ספוריחס המוסח וכיסו סאו מנוסנו עליו כיסו יותחש ופוסו בגד פתיר תחילס מלמעלו דה אורים ווס או יותחש תחילס מלמעלו על השולחון בגד תחילס ואולוב מיכסו או יותחש בגד תחילס על המנוירו ואולוב אויר תחש בגד חלס המזבח הזול ואולוב אויר תחש Every time in all the kelim the בגד פסיר תחלס is around the בגד on top of that another cover from אויר תחש and the אורוין תחש in the bottom פסיר תחלס מלמעלה I know you never realized that, but when Be'ez Hashem this week, when you read Parshas Bamidbar from Shvi till the end, you'll realize that. What is the difference? The Netzil already is Oymed on it. I want to explain to you first Balabatish. Oyer Tachash is like a protector. That was a letter, protect from scratch and bumps. The Psil Tcheles is really the Bekovedike Beged. And all the keli we covered it with the Bekovedike Beged, and on top of that we put the Oyer Tachash. And in the Oron, we put the Oyer Tachash in the bottom, and on top of him, we put the Psil Tcheles. What is the difference? The Netziv says one pshat. The Netziv says that Tchelis is mesamel the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says bekol ha'olam it works like that. Hashem does everything, but we don't see it. In the world, it looks like we're shtadlis. We know the behind the scenes is Hashem, but it looks, if you work more, you make more. That's what it looks like. And brains and everything. It looks, the more you invest, you get. It's not true. That's the way it looks. So the tchelis is inside. Outside, you see the kipshuta, the technique. And the oroin is the opposite. 90% of loim de teira, the way they support it is, 90% is siyata dishmaya, 10% is derech hatev. So the tchelis is outside. What you see tchelis. Inside is ishtabas. This is the nitzim. But I want to say over a pshat from my shver, Avram Gurvitz, ha-emes a pshat. He says the following pshat. Zogim of Avram Gurvitz, the following pshat. It says, "Lelametcho shetzitziyosov yoytzes chutzo." What is the pshat shetzitziyosov yoytzes chutzo? Tcheles is really remez l'shchine. Tcheles is really remez to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tzitzis is made from tcheles. The loshon ha'malbim is. וכל הכלים או יור התחש מלמעלה מלבד האורן של התחלס על עיר התחש כי קדוסו של האורן שזה יוציץ בצבע התחלס דוי מלרקיע בויקיע גם במצפונו All of the kelim, the kedusha is inside and then you pack it and the orin is the opposite. First, you protect the guy, protected the walls, no folds, no going out to the playing ball Friday, sitting in his medrash, protected. You put the tchelis outside. What is the tchelis outside? The answer is, the loim de toiros sit in the beis medrash, but from the beis medrash they change the world. Everyone knows what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, when a yeshiva bocher walks on Shabbos without a hat and jacket in the street, the student in Paris smokes a cigarette. That's the way it works. If he could walk on Shabbos without a hat and jacket in the street, the student in Paris could smoke a cigarette. When a yeshiva bocher doesn't learn like he has to learn, who knows what happens on the edge? If you sit and learn, you change the world. Kol ha'olam nizam b'shulchanin abni. All of the kelim, the kedusha is inside. You protect it. There's no shaychus. Mitzvahs are no shaychus to the world. Lo im de teire, you protect. Hashem says, but don't worry. The tcheles goes out. Tzitziyosov yoytzes chutzo. It's mashpia of the ganze welt. If a person would know, when he sits and learns, how much he's mashpia. David HaMelech says, Acha shoalti meis Hashem oiso avakesh. And go and says, Shifti meis Hashem. Shoalti is for myself. Bakosha is for someone else. Famous Goen. Nafshi b'shei losi. Ami b'bakoshosi. Yes, though. Nafshi b'shei losi. Ami b'bakoshosi. And here we say, Acha shoalti meis Hashem oiso avakesh. Shifti meis Hashem. Yeah. If you sit and learn, you must be of the ganze welt. Talmud Torah can make it kulam, not only because that is the best. Sometimes someone in our generation, young guys, sometimes get jealous. I'm only sitting and learning. Look at this guy, famous asking here, famous asking there. You're the biggest asking. You sit and learn now till Shabbos, you made 50,000 people to put Shabbos candles in time. Some people just go around and give them. So how much people? Not one person can do 50,000. So the oroin you put on the psil tcheiles after the tachash. Now I'll add. Only when you have the tachash, when you protect it, and you close on your daladamis, zog the malbim, Tzitziyosov Yoytzes Chutzo. It goes out and is mashpia on everyone. When you sit and learn, the Torah is mashpia. So all the Kalim, they put a Tcheles and then they cover it with the protector. And Torah is fakir, they put a protector on and outside they put the Tcheles. You be close. Now that, don't go pick out together with the Torah that goes out. You stay. The Torah will change. And we see it Kaseida. I mean, I said it to you already a couple of times in different visions, but this time I'll say it in this vision. When my son became Bar Mitzvah, I took him to a friend of mine. Lives in Far Rockaway. His name is Mr. Talansky. Mr. Talansky, a nice guy. Open-minded. I said, Mr. Talansky, I want you to say something for my son. He's becoming Bar Mitzvah. Mr. Talansky said, me? I'm not a Rosh Hashiva, I'm a businessman. I'm a businessman. So yeah, I want the view of a guy 70 years old from Far Rockaway in business for years to give my son Bar Mitzvah Hadroch. Like Yisrael, you know, you give the kids the option, yeah? So he says, I want to tell you, boy, when I was a young boy, it was cities in the highway from Far Rockaway to Lakewood in New Jersey, was a lot of exits off the highway. All the exits. Every one of them had a shul, 1,000 seats, where the rabbi would cheer it. Nothing is left of it. It was two places that were like two high schools. One in New Jersey, Lakewood, with someone Rav Cutler. And it was one here in Far Rockaway, and my pair had something. I was kids 16 years old, they did a Bayi Rava with the fingers. I want to tell you one thing. In all of the exits, nothing is left. And these two little towns became Jewish towns. If I would know, I would know where to invest my money, I would be very rich today. He says, I don't know what is the answer, but in the place that they sit and learn with the finger, the Torah changes, and that stays. And where you don't have that, nothing left. Remember the skill. This was his chizuk for my son. The Oroin, the Tcheles goes out. You open a Bis Medrash and you sit and learn Nochamol de Ramban, and Nochamol de Rabbeinu David, and Nochamol de Ramban, and answer the seven kashas of the Ramban and Tesis from Hefker, and understand why Tesis only asked one and he says seven. What is the answer? Yechas Kosei Boduk, and Achas Kosei Boduk, and Yen Mekach Torah, it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make sense, yes. And that changes the world. The Tcheles goes out from the oven. Chops.